Blog Talk Radio. Another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Iniquities, that's wickedness and sin. I've read to you from the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verses 4 and 5. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer before our reading begins. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your mercy and your protection, evil one, who constantly badgers me. Thank you, Father, for giving us your lost sleep, courage not to partake in man-made holidays as the one this last past evening and night. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you for giving us lost sheep, sane, sound mind, and excellent health. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a., also known as Jesus, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Read Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Bible does not tell you to keep Sunday holy. Sunday is a man-made holiday. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 says, take heed that no man deceive you. So come out of those Sunday churches. Find your church that's open on Saturday, the seventh day of the Sabbath. I read from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Have your three P's handy. That's your pen, paper, and pencil. Follow me. I read from I'm going to read from Leviticus chapter 11. We're going to talk about foods permitted and forbidden. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11. Let's start reading. I pray that my Heavenly Father will allow me to read it all. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are beasts, and the word beast means animals, that ye shall eat among all the beasts or all the animals that are on earth. Verse 3. Whatsoever part is the hoof, and that's part of the hoof, that means have split hooves, and is cloven footed, and chewest the cud. Chewing the cud their animals. They're called ruminants, the cattle, the goat, sheep, antelope. There may be more, but they have like four stomachs. And when they eat the grass, they throw it up, and then they re-eat it. That's called chewing the cud. Let's pick up at verse 3 again. Whatsoever pries the hoof and is cloven-footed and chews the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. Nevertheless, these that ye not eat, start at verse 4 again. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud or of them that have divided hooves, as the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the coney. The coney is a European rabbit, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean to you. And the hare. The hare looks like a rabbit. It has long ears and leaps, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean to you. And the swine. Another word for swine is pig. Though he divided the hoof, and he be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you. So leave bacon, pork chop, pig tails, pig feet, all those things that I used to eat. Leave those things alone. They are unclean to you. Verse 8. Oh, and ham. I remember one of the sisters, you know how we used to have these gatherings at the church for Thanksgiving and whatever holiday. One of the sisters said, baby, that's great meat. A piece of ham. Yeah, every time I think about that, I just shiver sometimes and shake my head, because you need to be taught the things that you should eat and should not eat. And this is what I'm telling you. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13, 14, and 15 that the gate that we need to get into is narrow gate, but it's wide open. And if you don't read this Bible or not taught these things, you may not know. And God told me to feed his sheep and minister unto his people. And this is what I do as best as I can. Let's pick up at verse 8 reading. Of all their flesh ye shall not eat, and their carcasses of dead body, shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you. Verse 9, these shall ye eat of all that are in the water. Whatsoever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, in the rivers, them shall ye eat. So no more catfish, people. And all them that have not fins and scales in the seas, in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the waters, shall be an abomination unto you. Now, what is an abomination? Abomination is something that God hates and is disgusted with that stuff. So let's not eat that. Shrimp, clam, what else? Crab. That's an abomination to God. They don't have fins or scales. Verse, let's pick up in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 11. They shall be an abomination unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination. Verse 12. Whatsoever has no fins nor scales in the water, that shall be an abomination unto you, and these are they which ye shall have in abomination among the fowls. they shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. The eagle, the ostrich, the osprey, verse 14, and the vulture, the kite after his kind. Every raven after his kind, and the owl, the night hawk, cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl, and the cormorant. And the cormorant is a bird that has a long neck. And the great owl, verse 18, and the swan, the pelican, and the gear eagle. My other Bible says, for gear eagle, it says white owl. And the stork, the heron, after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat. These are things that you should not eat. All fowls that creep upon all fours shall be an abomination unto you. Well, I tried to look that up on Google, all fowls that creep, and something popped up that I will not say, but if it pops up again, I will be interested in knowing what it's talking about, and I can't keep a secret. If it tells me, I'm going to tell you, sheep, so you'll know what I know. And sometimes what a person knows, you may not need to tell them. It may have all kinds of ramifications. It may not be good for you to tell. So maybe I'll rethink what I just said. Let's pick up at verse 21. Yet these may ye eat of every living creeping thing that goes upon all fours, which have legs above their feet, to leap withal, and withal means in addition to, upon the earth. Even these of them you may eat, the locust after his kind, the bald locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind. But all other flying creeping things which have 4 feet shall be an abomination unto you. You got that? You can't eat all flying, creeping things with 4 feet. Verse 24, and for all these ye shall be unclean. Whatsoever touches the carcass of them shall be and unclean unto you. Let me read verse 24 again. And for these ye shall be unclean. Whosoever touches the carcass of them shall be unclean until the evening. Verse 25, and whosoever beareth aught of the carcass, that's like carrying the carcass of them, shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. The carcasses of every beast which divideth the hoof and is not cloven footed, cheweth the cud, are unclean unto you, and everyone that touches them shall be unclean. And whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts that go on all four, these are unclean unto you. So the cat animal, the horse, the dog, whosoever touches their carcass shall be unclean until evening. Verse 28, and he that beareth the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean unto you. Verse 29, these also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel, the mouse, the tortoise after his kind. So no more turtle soup. I hear on TV sometimes people order turtle soup. That's an abomination. Stay away from turtle soup, sheep. Verse 30, and the parrot, and the chameleon, and the lizard, the snail, and the mole. I hear people ordering snails, sheep. Stay away from snails, sheep. God doesn't want us to eat that stuff. Verse 31, these are unclean to you among all that creep. Whosoever doeth touch them, when they be dead, shall be unclean until the evening. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, doeth fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be in a vessel of wood or raiment or skin or sack, whatsoever vessel it be wherein any work is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean until evening, so it shall be cleansed. And the every earthen vessel whereinto any of them falleth, whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. Of all meats which be eaten, that on which, let's start reading at verse 34 again. Of all meat which may be eaten, that on which such water cometh shall be unclean, and all drink that may be drunk is in every such vessel shall be unclean, and everything whereupon any part of their carcass falls shall be unclean, whether it be ovens or ranges of pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean and shall be unclean unto you. Nevertheless, a fountain or pit wherein there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that which touches their carcass shall be unclean. And if any part of their carcass falleth upon any sowing seed which is to be sown, it shall be clean. But if any water be part of the seed, and any part of the carcass falleth thereon, it shall be unclean unto you. And if any beast of which ye may eat die, he that touches the carcass thereof shall be unclean until evening. Verse 40, and he that eateth of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. He also that beareth the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. Verse 41, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth shall be an abomination. Remember, abomination is something that is hated or disgusted. God doesn't like that. It shall not be eaten. Whatsoever goeth upon the belly, snake can eat snake, and whatsoever goeth upon all fours, or whatsoever has more feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, ye shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Ye shall make yourself, verse 43, ye shall not make yourself an abomination with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye should be defiled thereby. So you can't eat everything because you defile your body if you do. For I am Yah, the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself and set yourself apart. Set yourselves apart, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am Yah, the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt. And Egypt means bondage or slavery. And in my mind, it means stupidity if you don't try to learn. Let's read verse 45 again. For I am the Lord that brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall be therefore, let's read verse 45 again. For I am the Lord that brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the water and every creature that creepeth upon the earth, to make a difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beasts that may be eaten and the beasts that may not be eaten. Sheep, I've read to you the entire Leviticus chapter 11. Now let's go over some of the meats that you can't eat. Under the meats, you can eat the antelope, the deer, the buffalo, the cow, the goat, the lamb, the mountain sheep, the ox, the robot. And then for fish, you can eat anchovies, bluegill, sunfish, bluefish, butterfish, cod, crappies, flounders, freshwater mullet, groupers, herring, kingfish, mackerel, mullet, pike, red snapper, salmon, redfish, sea bass, smelt, striped bass, trout, tuna, whitefish, perch. Did I say buffalo fish? I hope so, because I love buffalo fish. It does say buffalo fish on this list. Thank you, Heavenly Father. For the birds that we can eat, fowl, they're called fowl. The chicken, dove, duck, geese, goose, pheasants, pigeons, quail, turkey. And for the meats that we cannot eat, bacon, dogs, ham, horses, hyenas, lizards, possums, rabbits, rats, skunks, snakes, spiders. For fish that we cannot eat, catfish, clams, crab, eel, lobster, oysters, octopus, mussels, shark, shrimp, snails, whale, sturgeon. So those are some of the things that we cannot eat. And I'm so thankful that God has allowed me to read all of that. Now, I want you to go and get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandliveLonger.com and purchase this wonderful book by Dr. Reginald Eadie. It brought me back. I got real sick in 2008, and I'm back now doing better because I try to live and eat by this book. Also, I want you to go to Amazon.com and get my three ebooks. They are The Broken Plan, that's a children's whodunit book, The Passing, and The Unseen. Those last two books are for ages over, I'd say 12 and up. Everyone can read them. I try to write what. Let's have a closing prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we your mouth say thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and giving us our debt as we forgive our debtors. We also thank you for leading us not into temptation. In Yahweh's name, also, Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. Remember, I love you. God loves you more. Speak with you next Sabbath.